What? Was there something you had to say?
No.
No, okay. Well, you know, each week this time, we honor a town, village, or burg. That's right. It's time once again for Town of the Week. Sarah, you got to get your iPad out there.
I do.
She's got it on her iPad. Here's our Town of the Week.
Yep.
With Sarah Nix.
Sparta, Georgia is the seat of Hancock County. It's the old cotton plantation region of Central Georgia.
Central Georgia.
Charles Abercrombie laid out the town from his plantation in 1795. Before the Civil War, Hancock County was a lead cotton producer, and the plantation wealth made Sparta one of only five towns in Georgia to have a newspaper in the early 1800s. Huh. The cotton farming continued after the Civil War. One of the wealthiest planters in the area, David Dixon, broke with tradition and left his estate to his mixed-race daughter. Mm-hmm. By the time she died in 1893, Amanda American Dixon was considered the richest African-American woman in the country. The town grew through the early 1900s as banks, warehouses, cotton gins, and a textile mill went up. Telephones, electricity, and municipal water also went in the early new century. But the cotton crash of 1918 sent Sparta's economy into a depression that lasted for decades. Sparta remains a small town today with a population of about 1,400 people. Much of the local economy depends on the state prison. Professional boxer Tommy Hurricane Jackson was from Sparta. Identical twins and pro basketball players Harvey and Horace Grant come from Sparta. A stint as the substitute principal at Sparta's industrial school inspired Jen Toomer's classic novel, Cain. Sparta is in a beautiful part of Georgia, with scenic routes running through the hills. It's also a popular destination for deer hunters. If you're looking for some local sports, check out the Hancock Central High Bulldogs. And that's our Town of the Week. It's Sparta, Georgia.
Sparta, Georgia, Town of the Week. Thank you very much, Sarah. And Lyle is frantically, I don't think he counted on this, dialing right now looking for a Feldman somewhere in Sparta, Georgia. 1,400 people, there must be one Feldman, one would think. That's what he does, I don't know. But he's supposed to be calling randomly. And you're a boxing fan. Do you know Hurricane Johnson?
Jackson.
Jackson?
I don't think that's a recent fighter, is it? That's different.
Ruben, no, that's not Ruben.
That's a different hurricane.
No, this is...
This may be the original hurricane.
Who is it? No.
Tommy Hurricane Jackson.
Yeah, what kind of, you know, his record?
Heavyweight. I don't know. I actually don't know.
I mean, do you know his record?
No.
But was he a champion and a heavyweight champion?
Perhaps. Okay. I can't quite recall.
Okay. Can't quite recall.
I did think it was interesting that there were identical twins who were both pro basketball players. I didn't know about that.
Oh, okay. And who were they again?
Harvey and Horace Grant.
You know the Grants? Yes. What do you know about the guy? Can you...
Well, Horace Grant played for the Bulls in a couple of their championship runs.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah.
And his brother?
And Harvey, I don't know who he played for. Well, I think the at the time they were called the Bullets. I think he played for them. I don't know who else.
In Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Horace Grant, yeah, he was big Bulls guy.
So this was back in maybe in the 80s,
90s? 90s.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah. And they were they Hornets? You said the Hornets of the...
Oh, no, they were Bulldogs.
They were Bulldogs. Yeah. The Bulldogs. You didn't say Hornets.
No, I did not. I did not mention nary a Hornet.
Yeah. Okay, Lyle.
I can see Lyle frantically talking very quickly there.
I know. We should have told him we were doing this.
And
I guess,
gesturing.
Who knew?
He's gesturing with his hands.
You never know when a Town of the Week will come up.
Trying to reach a Feldman in a community of 1,400.
Yeah. So far it says no one is at home. So they're out doing something. And that is our Town of the Week, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Sparta, Georgia.
Sparta, Georgia. Okay, if we get someone, we'll come back on the air.
That's right.
No matter time of day or night.
Tickets for our Madison shows here at Monona Terrace are available. For to pick some up, go to notmuch.com or call 608-262-2201.
He's still trying.
If you are good. If you are looking to keep the laughs going, click over to notmuch.com. Yeah. You can join our Facebook family, keep up with Michael's tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. Okay. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrichs, our producer, with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colberg.
Thank you all for coming. Enjoyed having you here. Join us again, won't you, and listening at home. Thank you so much. As we drift away into the ether that is radio, that I have a face for. Thank you all. Thanks for coming. Boys in the band.
PRI, Public Radio International.